The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Yeah, it's me and Darcy. And yep, we are kicking it up today. For those of you out there, we're so thrilled to have Darcy joining us today. And by the way, we need to make sure that all of you, if you go to the website darcypariso.com, you're going to get to see her new site, but more importantly, love the various events she's got going on. And just so you know, today, this is a live call-in show for readings. So let me just say it up front, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And we have got a lot to talk about. You know, today on Animal Soul Wisdom, this is what we do. Darcy has joined us in this fabulous series so that we can tap into what she has been learning and doing for decades. You know, when I think about her passion for spirituality and, you know, her gift in the world, whether you're working with her on Reiki, healing energy, working with the angels, working with her on her intuitive nature, how she taps in to the loved ones and our pets and helps us understand what animal communication is really about. The end game is to help us get better centered in our heart. And sometimes doing it through our animal friends is the best way to go about it. So today, what you're going to be hearing about is animals. The big question. Darcy, fun show today.
It is. Good morning. Good morning, to everyone listening, to you, Dr. Pat and Benny. And wow, what a perfect opening, because animal communication is a heart-to-heart connection. Yeah. I don't think it could work any other way.
Yeah. I mean, let's start off with, you know, some of the things that goes through our minds. You know, one of the things that I think people, especially those of us that have just had amazing animal friends, people are companions. We wonder whether or not, does our animal really care about us? How do they feel about the way we're treating them? Don't you get questions like this? What is really at the heart of love me or love me not?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that dogs are better at, you know, showing us. We see that they have, you know, that they're sad, that they have empathy and compassion. So, and they want our attention. So they give us those, you know, those physical signs. And also emotionally, we pick that up too, where maybe with cats, they'll rub against our legs or knead them or bring us a present or headbutt us. Sometimes they even nip us. And that's a sign of love. But yes, they do show us in a lot of ways. And I think that on some level, wherever you are, we pick that up. And we can misinterpret things, but I think the more that we are just open to whatever they bring to us and see everything in a positive light, the more that it's almost like a new world, like this magic happens. And it's really a wonderful, special place.
Yeah. And Darcy, do you find that people have this question going on with themselves in various ways? I don't think we wake up and say, you know, does my pet love me? Does my animal friend love me? We ask the questions in various ways, don't we? And so, and then we often wonder, is there really this emotional exchange that goes on between two people, right?
Oh, yes. And a lot of people, they feel it or they sense it, but then they doubt themselves. And so I want to tell everybody that, you know, believe it. Everything that you feel or you get is your animal communicating to you, whether it's coming through, you know, your energy or whatever sense that might be. Because the thing about animals is they have the same energy field that we do, of course. We all have an aura. And within these energy bodies, of course, there's a physical, but then next is the etheric body. And animals see all these more clearly than most people. You know, people that work with energy can see the etheric body and the different layers. And they will know that just by scanning us or seeing us that, you know, maybe our energy is low that day or we're getting sick. Or yeah. Maybe we're just really vibrant and healthy and, you know, we're just kind of shining. And as they see that, it kind of picks them up too. So, yes. And those two bodies do have an interdependence. So if you take care of one, you're addressing both.
You know, and I know you've gotten stories or you've heard stories, right? You know, you work with people that literally show up with these kinds of questions. I know that there's, you know, somebody that you worked with that told you about their cat.
It's just, there's so many stories. I know one person told me that she absolutely knew that her cat loves her. And the cat said, it's the song. Whenever she sings that song to me, It just connected their hearts. And that was one thing. So which cat story are you thinking of?
Well, any one of them. But, you know, there are many stories that I know you have that people work with you on a regular basis. And underneath it, it's really we want to have a sense of what's going on in our lives. And as a result of that, we've got a ton of people calling into the show. So why don't we step away and go to the phones, Mr. Benny, if Benny's got a minute back at his station here.
You mean at my booth? Yes, I'm here. That's very good. Yep, you got it.
The booth.
Maria from Seattle, welcome to the show. Start things off.
Hey, Maria. Thank you so much. So I lost my dog, Oliver, last month. And I still have my other 13-year-old dog, William, is here and missing him terribly. And I just wasn't sure if Oliver had any message for us.
Okay, so Maria, this is Oliver that you lost last month. What kind of dog was he?
Well, he was like a Doberman mix, maybe a Kelpie, but a Doberman mix, we think.
As soon as you mentioned his name, I felt his energy around you. And, wow, he feels so happy to be here, but he feels so much love for you and gratitude for you. And so William is, I feel William's kind of back and forth where he's missing him and he's seen him. And so it's a little... it's a little, it's like a happy and sad thing at the same time because he visits you. Do you feel Oliver in your house?
Always.
Yeah, because it feels like William is like, yeah, he's here, great. But then at the other, at the same time, he's happy to have you to himself, but he's missing him. So there's all this, there's still a lot of emotion around this. But Oliver is saying that it's not the last go around, that you have this heart connection. He's showing me a thread, not just a thread, this really thick, what this is. It's a very thick rope or cord between the two of you. He says it's a cord between the two of you. You just really cared for him. At the end, you feels like you just gave him your heart. You just said it's okay and gave it to him. And he just feels that like a release knowing how loved he was. Yeah, he's very, very grateful to you.
Wonderful. And he came to live with me just like in his retirement years, so like the last few years. And him and William just had this incredible connection, and so I'm concerned for William.
Yeah, he's going to stay around as long as William needs him to be there. And I was just about to say, what was it about how he came to you? It feels like there was something different or special. And then you just named it that it was recent. It wasn't a long-term relationship, but it was a very deep relationship. brought a lot of healing into him, and he feels that in return it healed you. And it feels like this was a very purposeful, like soul purpose, soul contract kind of a thing, that you would come together and just like really connect, like, here I am again. And he says that, like birds of a feather, that he's going to see you again, but he's going to stay around for quite a while. When William is ready to let him go, when he's willing to, he will still see him. Animals see, you know, the other side all the time. I mean, they can see any of our loved ones, whether it's humans or other animals, mm-hmm. but to not have the physical presence is hard for him.
Yeah, he keeps smelling his toys in the toy box and going over to, you know, the toys they shared. And I don't know, it's just kind of, I'm supporting William the best I can. I just didn't know if there's anything more that I could do for him.
Well, what I heard before you asked the question was, if you talk to him about, I think you're doing this, but continue to talk to William about this and about, you know, how much Oliver meant to both of you and how special he was and the memories, and that you're just so lucky that he's around yet and he's going to be supporting him and helping him to move on. And also remind William that when he goes to sleep, whenever he crosses over and goes into different dimensions, he can see him again. And yes, it's sad that it's not, you know, in the physical realm, but that connection never dies, and that you will always have that, and that you're happy and share the memories. And now you have a new relationship, and you can, feels like you're going to make some, like some changes and create some new, what is that? You're going to do something new.
We just have a new routine.
Did we lose Darcy right there? Okay, good.
No, I think I'm here.
Okay. Well, okay, Darcy, I'm here. You know what I'm really struck by with this is it's exactly what we were talking about before, how these relationships literally open up our hearts. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm. Maria, thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you for calling. And start a new, something new and something special for just the two of you.
Yep. I'm on that path right now, so thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, that's really important because it helps him to move forward and to not be living in the past. And he does need to grieve. And I just want to mention before we end the call that if you would like, you could get some Bach flower essence, either Star of Bethlehem for grief or Rescue Remedy. And it will help him process that grief and move through it a little more quickly.
Appreciate that. Thank you for your help.
Oh, yes, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, let's take a love to you.
Actually, I think we should skip the break because we've got some folks waiting. But before we go to the phones again, Darcy, you have two that I know of upcoming events. And can you tell us a little bit about the event this Saturday and then, of course, the one in August?
Oh, certainly. This Saturday on the 14th, it's an animal communication class where it's practicing with both horses and dogs. That class is full. It's a very small class of only 8 people because it's very personalized. But we're going to be offering it again in October. It'll be the only other time this year. Mm-hmm. So I'll have it posted. So keep your eye out for it. It's a really, really fun class. And then next month in August, on Saturday the 18th, I'll be in Puyallup, Washington at Hounds on the Hill. Mm. And there's all kinds of interesting events. You can look on the website and click on the link. But there's a dog walk and prizes and just lots of vendors. And you can take your dogs.
It's totally fun to be you.
It is fun. It's a magical
fun to
world.
Be Darcy. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, what? Oh, wow. And again, we've got folks waiting. For those of you attempting to call into the show today, don't give up. We're going to go to the phones and we're going to work through this and get you up here so you can chat with Darcy. Amazing. Amazing, Darcy. Mr. Benny, who should we talk to next?
Jackie from Edmonds. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Jackie.
Hi, Darcy. Hi. I have a kitty that's 16 years old, and I've had him to the vet several times, but I have a feeling he's not feeling well, but I'm not sure what's going on, and I was wondering if you could pick up anything from him or his energy, if there's something I need to do for him, help him, that kind of thing.
Yeah, his energy feels low. It feels off. What is his name, Jackie?
Binks. It's B-I-N-X.
Did you say B-I-N-X?
Yes.
Oh, Binks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just look at his body real quick. You know, I get to, like his lower abdomen, and I feel a heaviness. Like it's almost like weighing him down, and it feels like mm-hmm. a tension. I don't want to say pressure, but it just feels like a tension, like he's carrying something that's not really his. And I'm asking if it's mm-hmm. physical or emotional, and it feels like a jumble of soup or something. It feels like it's a little mm-hmm. bit of both. He doesn't feel like he's processing something. Let me see. There's something else around this. Let me just take another look. Has this been a gradual thing? Like it's been building and building? Because I feel like there's layers to it.
I think so, yes. He had a problem about it probably a year and a half ago where they thought he had some kind of liver problem or blockage, but they did an ultrasound and nothing really came out of it. And then he just went through some surgery to have two of his teeth pulled that were bad. I just really can see, and there's nothing concrete. The vet can't seem to find anything concrete with him about what's going on. But I can look in his eyes and tell he doesn't feel good.
Mm. You know, it's really funny that you called, Jackie, because this has been coming up for me a lot with my own dog and also in readings. And my dog had, I looked at her one day and she wasn't feeling well, I could tell. And I heard that it was a enlarged liver. And then we were able to verify that. And they thought it was all kinds of different things that were quite serious. And when I asked her, it was none of those things. And I was feeling that this has layers of, like, there's sadness and loss around this. So it feels like there's an emotional component for sure that's causing the physical.
You know, that makes perfect sense, because I had four cats and a dog I had three cats and a dog when I inherited him. And all of them have passed due to, you know, they've lived out really long lives. He was really close to the dog, and she passed about 4 years ago, and then his sister passed last July. So he's watched all of these other members of our family pass. So that makes sense.
Wow. Yeah, there's grief around here. But, you know, when you first were talking and you said his age, 16, I felt that there's a sadness about him leaving you. I think that, yes, he is grieving the loss of his friends, though he still sees them. But this is about leaving you alone. That's a big part of it.
Oh, wow. That does make sense.
And as I say that, I feel his stomach just feels like it's harder, like it's heavier. And it's just really uncomfortable. So I would talk to
him.
I'm sorry?
What can I do to help him?
I would talk to him and tell him that everything is okay, that you just love him, and this time you've had together is wonderful, and it's not coming to an end yet. And when he's ready to let go, it's okay. He'll join all his friends, and you'll miss him, but you know that he'll always be around you, and that connection is always, always there, and that you're really going to cherish this time together and make some special, like some little, you know, ceremonies or things, some special time together. I would actually create like a new, like a ritual or ceremony that's special to the two of you, and give him permission that when the time is right, I want you to go. I want you to be happy, because here's the thing that you have to keep in mind. When animals cross over, they're greeted by all their loved ones. And one of those people, one of those humans that they greet will be you, because we're all energy and we're part of source of God, and we leave, you know, part of our energy at the other side. And then we take some of it to come here to have this life as well as having other lives. So when he goes home, he's also going home to you in a different way. So he won't be here with you physically, but he's still with you. You're always connected.
Oh,
and during this time,
thank you.
You're welcome. And also, you know, the Bach flower essences would be good too. And it can help to just let some of those things go away, whether, you know, it's the grieving specifically or something more like rescue remedy that gives some confidence, or there's also like rose and different ones that are good just, you know, to bring some happiness back in and tell him, you know, we want to make the best of this. We want to have some happy memories.
Yeah,
I will.
You're
do
absolutely
that. I've been holding
right.
him.
Yeah,
he's letting me hold him that he never did before, and he just lays his head on my shoulder, and I sing to him, and we go look at the birds out the window, and so I'm trying to do things like that, but I will get the essences, too. I think that's going to be helpful.
They are. They are. And, you know, Darcy, my experience with the essences, that unlike humans, we have all of these layers that takes us longer to really absorb the essence. But I think our animal friends don't have those layers. And so the remedy, I think, happens much quicker. And then, Darcy, you're able to tell that too, right?
That's very true. They don't need very much because they're very sensitive.
Right, right. So that's really, you know, one of the things that's so important to keep in mind. Maybe from your perspective, you'll benefit from the essence too. But in the end, you know, just have the faith that it is working beautifully.
And Dr. Pat, that's a really good point because we have that transference of energy. So,
yes,
you know, you've got some sadness about losing your pets and he's your last animal. And, you know, and that's really sad. And of course, he's picking that up and he's, you know, feeling the same way. So it's going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got to change my energy for sure. Thank you.
Yeah. The essence will work for you, too.
It'll
work for you. Yeah.
Yes.
But Darcy, I don't think you told people how they can get these. Where do you get them? Because I think that's important for us to tell people.
Okay, certainly. You can buy them just about anywhere online. And also they're in all the local stores here in the Seattle area, like the health food stores, Seattle Super Supplements, PCC, Whole Foods, you know, natural markets, those kinds of places.
Okay. And they can call you for more specific information because this is, you know, this is another area of expertise that you have.
Yes. And there's also an online, I think is it Vitacost? I can look it up. If you send me an email or call me, I'll send it to you. But they have really great prices.
Awesome. Well, that's yeah. Would you please let folks know how they can actually schedule time with you?
Well, they can go to my new website.
It's,
Dr. Pat made this website. It is so amazing. I'm over the moon about it. I just never thought that I'd have such a beautiful website. So then go to the website. You can contact me through there, or you can call me or text me at 425-280-5132.
Oh man, let's do this. That's also a way for the folks that are also tuning in today. They can schedule time, schedule sessions, look at the classes, and we've got lots more to come in terms of the website. You know, this is our launch of it. So yeah, please provide us with feedback. Before we go to break, I want to make sure you know what the website is, which is darcypariso.com. D-A-R-C-Y. P-A-R-I-S-O.com. And, you know, Mr. Benny, why don't we take a quick break? Because we're probably going to skip the next one. We've got so many people calling. For those of you tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat. Darcy is my colleague here for today. We're going to take a shorty. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life. What it means to truly change your perspective in life. What it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. transform your relationships, and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Oh, man. Welcome back. Darcy is in the house. We're so thrilled to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so great. And as I said before, we are going to probably skip the next break. And the events we're talking about, how to book time with Darcy, just go to her website, darcypariso.com. We are doing lots with that website now. We've made the switch over. So please bear with us. If you find any hiccups, we're on it. Just tell us. But it is a site with a website that has enormous energy, just like Darcy and her gifts and talents. Mr. Benny, who do we have next?
Yeah, we will. I shall now take. Looks like Cynthia calling in from Issaquah. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really do. So, Darcy, I have a Senegal parrot. Her name is Appaloosa. She's 11 years old, and she seems to have hurt her wing. And I'm taking her to the vet tomorrow, and I don't know if she has any messages for me. I love her so much.
She knows that. What side is it?
It's the right wing. I think they flipped her too close, and she's like fallen like twice, and it's making me very nervous because there's been a lot of changes, and I want her to be okay.
I saw, you know, as soon as I asked the question, I heard the right side, and I felt like it had something to do with giving and receiving, like that ebb and flow, that back and forth.
Okay.
I don't even know why I asked the question. Sometimes I do that as I'm getting the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. So as far as a message for you, she feels your love. She's showing me that cord back and forth, that love back and forth. But something about that right side, she feels like it, like she wants to lean her head that way, like her body is off and her energy's off. And she wants you to, do you do energy work, or can you look at her and just like send her energy to kind of right her? Because she just feels like she's kind of off. And it's almost like, this is a funny analogy, but this is what I'm hearing. If you had a toe on your right foot pulled out and you just had to walk at an angle, like you're off. That's how this wing is making her feel. It's just making her, like I'm not lined up. I'm not balanced in my energy. And she just wants to be pulled forward. And if you'd like, you can call me either after the show or tomorrow, and I can do some energy work because it'd be easy to just, you know, kind of switch her, just flip her a little bit.
Okay.
Or do you practice any energy work like Reiki or just anything?
I do energy work. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that because.
So she's just like off balance? I didn't understand what you said. So it's like you have to have your toe and you're off balance or something?
Yeah, you know, if something, like say you stepped on something on the side of your foot and then you have to walk a little differently, she feels like she's physically like off kilter. But her energy is also off. It's like these things are all like meshed together, and it feels that like Reiki, your energy work will write all those fields. You know, we brought up the aura on the different fields, and it'll write all of those. So when you work on, it's almost like what I just mentioned. When you work on the etheric body, it helps the physical body, and it feels like that's really all she needs.
Okay, so it's nothing major on the wing because there's been a lot of loss in this house and in this apartment, and I didn't want. Anything with her wing to be wrong.
No, physically there's nothing with the wing. You said there's loss in your house?
Well, there was some death. My husband passed, and two cockatiels in the back are buried, her two pals. So I don't know if she misses them.
Wow. Yeah, we seem to have kind of a theme because it feels like, you know, like I was saying, the physical and the emotion are tied together, and that some healing work could really help her. So do you have the same like kind of grief or loss in your body? You're feeling it also?
She's
not getting this on her own. It's a transference. And did I start by saying there's a cord between you? I feel like I've been saying that to everybody today. The energy work that you do for her will also help you, but you could do some of your own personal work too. And, it might be good to journal.
You know, Darcy, I was going to go to your seminar tomorrow, but I actually have to go to a funeral for another, my husband passed away. I had wanted to sign up for your class. And the animals just feel it. Yeah. But they help so much. I just.
I'm really sorry for your loss. If I can help you, if you'd like me to do some energy work for both of you, I'm happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I might pick you up on that, Darcy. I really do appreciate it.
You know, even though you might practice Reiki or whatever kind of energy modality, it's nice to have someone else work on you because I know that I work on other people, but I need to go and take care of myself and have somebody boost me up.
Yeah, it's just. And the gentleman that passed over, the friend, he had a favorite dog, Ozzy, that was preceded him. And then my husband had this cat that he loved. But, you know, I just have my Senegal parrot now, and I get very nervous about
cat. Cynthia, you're the reason that I got this message before the show. I was meditating, and I heard that I should offer half-price mediumship readings for these 2 weeks, maybe four or five of them, that have to be used this month, and offer those to, you know, the first callers or whatever, or the first people that contacted me, and I had kind of forgotten about it. And then you called and you tell me this, and I went, okay, this is why I got that message. So please contact me and we can schedule, if you'd like, a mediumship or combination mediumship healing session.
Awesome.
That would be great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Wow. This is powerful, Darcy.
Yeah. I know how difficult it is to lose an animal and a loved one, and they're grieving when we grieve. It's really difficult, and anything that you can do to help makes a big difference.
I know. Wow. Thank you so much for what you do. Mr. Benny.
Yes, we'll take now Callis calling in from Seattle. Callis, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Welcome. Hi, Callis.
I have called in before.
Yes, I know.
I was just hoping to touch base and maybe check in on Tybalt, see if there are any wisdom from my animal friend.
Okay, I might need to turn my volume up a little bit here. Did you say your cat, Kibble?
Yeah, Tybalt. My cat, Tybalt, he passed away a little over a year ago. And I have connected through you with him in a few different ways. But I feel like he's such a guide for me, and my life is, like, so much has been happening. I'm really curious to see if he has any advice. I was supposed to be in Oregon. I took like today off for vacation, and my plans fell through, and then my phone reminded me that you were going to be on the radio, so it's perfect.
Yeah. No, I remember that. I don't remember what I said, but I know that I talked to your cat Kibble before, and I know we've talked, and I think we met in animal communication class, didn't we?
No, we didn't do a class. I first connected with you through Martha.
Okay.
And then I did do like a private reading also before. But yeah. I don't expect you to remember.
Yeah, no, I remember that we've known each other for a couple of years. There's been some contact. Okay, so let me check with Kibble. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I think maybe it's my headphones or something because there's things, it's cutting out a little bit. Okay, let me check in. Kibble is showing me that you did a cartwheel, like you just flipped everything upside down, like your feet were on the ground and suddenly they were in the air and they came back down on the other side. that's the first thing that he's showing me. And he's saying, why wouldn't I be with you? Why wouldn't I be helping you? Of course that I am. And you feel him in your house too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I feel him. Well, he's on my left side, so I feel like he might be on your left side too, because he feels like he's there, and it's almost like he's got his paws on your back, like keep going, and he says you're making like big strides, you're making big jumps, and now he's showing me a frog, like a leapfrog, and he's saying that the energy behind you, along with his oomph, is supporting you to keep going forward, and it feels like not only did you change your life, but as you're going straight on your path and a couple little off the path a little bit, like exploration. He said you're going to be taking kind of a U-turn, like a half of a U-turn. You're going to be taking this turn, half turn, and bringing in like some new elements to your life. And with that, we'll bring some new people. And he's saying that their vibratory, like their vibration will match yours. And that you're like birds of a feather. And he's showing me puzzle pieces fitting together, that it's like everything that you desire, you're calling in and it's coming to you right now, and that know and trust. And it feels like you're getting lots of words or images, like lots of almost like downloads. And it feels important that you called today too about the solar eclipse, because it feels like you're getting like a rain shower, like a, I guess a solar shower. But things are happening quickly for you, and they're going to continue, and it feels like it's going to be for 2 years.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
And it's all positive. It's all good. And when you, it feels like you have some nice friends, but when you like click or puzzle piece link up, with these people that are coming on your path, and not all that far off, it changes how you look at some things. And I think you might be, like building something new, creating something new, like maybe classes or workshops, taking people out to do things like, I don't know what, like, maybe taking them to a shelter or sanctuary or, but you're going to be doing more things. So he's really excited for you.
Wow.
Great. I am too.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. Have you seen some of these things? Like, do you feel them around you?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm definitely on the verge and trying to like take that step. And I've always been kind of a shy person, but I'm trying to put myself out there and just do the things I want to do instead of waiting to feel ready. So, yeah.
And you might go to like a bookstore or a class and just, it's like, wow, I want to learn this. I want to add this to my, you know, my toolbox, and just opens the door, because it feels like it could come in that way. And the shyness is going to follow, just kind of follow away.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot to look forward to, and I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't forget us shy people, because I'm right there with you. Somehow, when that thing that we're called to do shows up, we become shy in a different way. And so you can still be out in the world and be of the world. And if you ever met me in public, you would be thinking, what happened to her? She just doesn't talk. But it's a whole nother energy and dimension. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck to you, Kallis.
Thank you. You too.
Wow. We have some great callers. I mean, our listeners are just amazing. And I think we have phone lines open for those of you that have been attempting to call in. Dorothy, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming events that you have, because this is now another way for people to have their hearts open up. I mean, what we were just talking about here a few seconds ago is, how do we be of the world, right, and still be ourselves? And a lot of the work you do is about that connection, and our animal friends help us.
They really do. I believe that anything that we do, they support us. Mm. They are either, helping us to heal things as we are helping them, because they have lessons to learn too. I mean, mm-hmm. even though they can be our teachers and our healers, they have to do their own work. So there's that. So, and they just step up for us. And even the animals that may seemingly be causing you problems or you don't understand, there's something in there for you. So always be looking at that. But yeah, in the workshops, we've had some just really, really fun workshops. In the animal communication workshops, we've had these large turtles come in that we talked to. Mm. And the question was, do they want to go and live in another, I think in California, where they could be out on the beach in the sand? And they said, why would we do that? Your father gave us to you as a gift. We're meant to be with you.
Oh, wow.
So they said, okay. So they started building and creating things in their backyard. When we've had bunnies and chickens and of course the normal dogs and cats, but lots of animals. And people don't know how we can all do this, and it's really easy. It's just a matter of trusting and letting go, mm-hmm. just like a lot of things in life.
Mm.
Yeah, so I just really love to see people just light up and see another side of themselves, and then start realizing that we're so multidimensional and we have all these layers and these abilities. And once we, tap into one, it opens the door to so many other things.
Well, part of this too is, and I want to get back to something we said earlier, is about the energy that we hold within ourselves. And, the classes like that you're talking about, or the work that you do, is really to help us as humans make the adjustments we need to make. Because it's something you said when we started the hour. And, as our grief comes forward, or our anger comes forward, let's say, there could be something that happens during the day. Whatever that is, there is an energy that we carry forward that our animal friends absorb. And I think that part of this journey is to get in touch with, one, what we are bringing forward, and be mindful of that to make a correction.
That is so true. And that's why I'll just kind of bring it back to our energy bodies, our aura, that if we can do our work and keep ourselves clear, we can also clear our animals. And, there's the emotional body is that third layer, and that's the love that we feel from animals and from other humans. And for animals, it's maybe a purr, a look in their eyes. They want to be with you. You're the world, and they know, and you know that. And then they're always reading us. There's that fourth or mental layer. So they'll break into our thoughts, where did that come from? Maybe I'm going to take a break and take my, go play with my animal. Maybe they sent us that. They're saying, you're working too hard. And hello, what about me?
And yeah.
Then there's always the spiritual body, that final energy. And that's where they can so easily be in both. And, we do the same things. We're just not as cognizant of it.
Well, I want to get back to, our conversation earlier and, looking at this big question of having to look at ourselves, right? And understand that our animal friends do love us, and that there are some ways that we can clean energy. I know that there is a special stone or gemstone or things that we can incorporate into our daily lives to clean the energy out. Let's talk about a few of those. I know you've got a list.
Yes, some people really like to work with essential oils, and I think they're wonderful. And I'm going to start investigating them a little more, and just to clear all those, you know, the energy fields, essential oils you can combine or use separately, like lavender, rosemary, frankincense, vetiver oil, and that's also good for grounding. You can use crystals, and I like to use this selenite wand because it promotes a healthy aura, it clears your chakras, gets rid of stuck or stagnant energy, and you use it with your animals. So if I just kind of clear my own aura, go up to my dog and clear her aura, and it's just very simple. Or I put it next to her when she's sleeping. And just, you know, another thing, and I brought this up before, it's just really simple. Get out and connect with the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about that. You know, we just did a show talking about how meditation has changed. And connecting with the earth is the same thing. You know, I find that, you know, if I get up in the morning and before I pretty much do anything, barefoot walk on the grass, there's just an immediate charge of energy. And I don't have to do it for an hour or 2 hours. So aren't we talking about connecting with nature in the same way? You know, don't we hear about, I have a friend that when she's out there in the garden and I leave for a couple of hours, I come back, she's still in the garden. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, but that's a little therapy, right?
It is. And I think that you lose time, you get lost in it, and you give your mind a break. You're not thinking about all those things you have to do. You can just be more present. So people that can take their cat out to their yard, or they have a catio space, or the dog for a walk, any of that, it just really clears you. And they say that you've kind of become in alignment with like Mother Earth's natural heartbeat or her rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Or the frequency of Om.
What are your favorite things to do?
My favorite things? I've been thinking about how I miss being out on the earth the way I used to, because I used to work in my yard and create pathways and plant, and I don't do that so much now because I have a patio. I'm in a townhouse, and I'm missing that. So I walk next door to the church, and I put my feet in the ground there because it feels like such a high-vibrating place.
Yeah.
Lean against the trees. I love, love, love trees. I grew up in Upper Michigan, and it's some parts of it are up to 90% forested. So I love Seattle for that same reason, all these trees.
Wow.
And just being by the water and putting your feet in the sand, it just grounds me and makes me feel really peaceful and centered. I feel connected to, you know, to the God source and the earth. And I know my animals like it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if all we need to do is go to your website, DarcyPariso.com, and it's really clear that you love being in nature, right?
Yeah.
And how powerful it is for all of us, but also it's powerful for our animal friends if we can find a way to share that experience with them.
It is. And my dog is a little older and sometimes has some problems with walking. In fact, I'm taking her in for acupuncture. So we just go sit on the grass underneath the big tree, and we watch all the cars go by and the people and people going to the beach, and we just sit there.
Wow. What would you say, Darcy, you know, since we are talking about this connection, what would you say gets in the way of us truly connecting with our animal friends? What are some of the things that you've discovered in working with different people where there's just something that's just blocking it? And even walking in nature wouldn't necessarily take care of it.
I think people that come into a class or workshop say, you know, I try to do it, but I can't. And they're trying hard, and they're like almost pushing the energy away instead of just allowing it to come in. They're like, you can almost see this expression on their face, like, what do you want me to know? Even if they're, you know, their horse or dog or cat, whatever, we're trying to tell them, they wouldn't be able to receive it because they're not open to it. So we do some guided meditations that are really fun. And one is feeling like what it's like to be an animal, to go into their body and to have that experience and to feel them. And another is just going out into the woods, into the forest, and finding this book. It's the Book of Truth, and it tells you these seven truths, and you just relax and feel into each one. And then you take that and get your own message for yourself. And people go, wow, that was so powerful. Mm. And they feel like they're just open to receiving because they've put themselves in that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, when we have scenarios of fear, for example, it shows up in so many ways. And, you know, part of the work you do, and certainly this weekend, the work you do, it really does help us bring our love side forward. Tell us about the workshop you're doing this coming weekend at the ranch.
Okay, we start off on the first day. We prepare ourselves. We're open and we share experiences, and then we start doing exercises to practice. And it's really helpful for people in the class to practice with each other. And then we share group readings. Somebody will put a picture of one of their animals in the center, and then we just all throw out what we get. And the couple of times somebody might hold back, well, I heard this, but I didn't want to say it because that didn't make any sense. And it's often the most important piece of information.
Oh.
Because their brain couldn't make sense of it. They were hesitant. And so you learn to trust yourself, and then you get excited. Huh. And then we go out and we work with the horses, and we might have an idea of what we're going to do and some exercises, but the horses will sometimes tell us, no, we're doing this. And at the last workshop, one of the horses just walked away and took one of the participants with her. Huh. And they went into their own space, and people were saying, wow, look, they're just like totally zoned out. They don't even know that we're around them or we're here in their arena. And there was a lot of healing going on. And that particular person had lost her horse a couple months ago and was still grieving. Mm. And so that horse took her aside, and there was this tremendous healing and energy. You could see it, you could feel it. And then when it was done, he was, she was exhausted, and she just said, I'm done. So we use the other horses to finish the class.
Wow. I mean, this is really what we're talking about when we talk about healing very deeply, right?
Yes.
This is sort of the level that we are talking about for people that are tuning in today. And also, it's the body of work you do. Darcy, thank you so much for today. One last thing, please. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
I know I rotate these all the time, but you know what really comes to mind today is, if we could practice, if we could see ourselves through the eyes of our animals and see the acceptance and the love that they have for us, we would see ourselves as the beautiful soul that we really are. And that's what they're trying to show us.
Mm. Wow. Darcy Pariso, everybody, please go to the website, darcypariso.com. If you've missed any part of this, you can catch it on Transformation Talk Radio in a little bit. And Darcy, how do people sign up to work with you?
They can just go to the website and book a reading or book a session, request energy work, or they can contact me by phone if they have some questions. And also, I wanted to mention
Want to give out your phone number?
Sure. It's 425-280-5132.
Awesome. And you wanted to mention something else?
You know, I said before I started, I got the message that I should offer some mediumship readings.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to offer that, maybe the first, you know, four people. And I know that we already have one person to call, that I'm offering complimentary or half price mediumship readings, depending on if you choose a half an hour or an hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And how do they, what's the best way to reach you on that?
They could do either whatever's more convenient for them. If they could go to the website and put their information in, and then in the box, they could say that I'd like to do a complimentary half an hour reading.
Oh, great.
Or I would like to do maybe an hour, like at a reduced price or whatever, just a nominal price.
Okay. Well, basically just go to the website and schedule some time.
Yeah. Yeah, but I asked that they schedule it this month because next month is getting a little busy. So.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh, thank you for doing that, Darcy. Thank you so much. Thank you for today.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.